Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, holiday fun, enjoying Hanukkah and Christmas with our pets, tips on holiday travel with the dog, and we'll hear some funny and heartwarming stories of the season involving our most important family members, our pets, of course. From Guideposts, celebrate the holidays with your pets. Peggy Frizant shares how pet parents across the U.S. include their furry, finned, and feathered family members in their holiday traditions. Your pets are part of your family, so it's natural to want to make them a part of your holiday celebrations. Here are eight fun ways pet parents include their furry friends at this special time of year. First, put your pet in your Christmas card. The most popular way people involve their pets in holiday traditions is with their holiday greetings, especially the family Christmas photo. Christine Tonks of Alberta, Canada, says she always gets a picture of her dogs, mixed breed Shiva and Nova Scotia duck tolling retriever Jinx, with Santa because it makes me laugh and is a great way to document the family. Many people sign their pets' names to their holiday cards, but Jackie Bouchard of La Jolla, California, took it one step further. She had her beagle, Bailey, write her Christmas newsletter with his own editorial comments. Next, share seasoned food and goodies. For a special treat, find holiday-themed food for your pets. One company offers canned Thanksgiving Day dinner for cats and dogs made with turkey, sweet potatoes, peas, carrots, and cranberries. Other companies have gingerbread dog treats and peppermint candy cane chews. When only homemade will do, Lori Schneider of Hurleyville, New York, whips up a special Hanukkah latke for her cat, Lacey. Jody Chick of Vancouver, Canada, makes her own snacks for her puggle, Kolchak, and mixed breed, Felix. All the leftover Thanksgiving turkey becomes jerky treats, and sides such as unsweetened turnip, sweet potato, and other veggies become treats too, Judy says. Pure canned pumpkin is another healthy option that pets can enjoy. Go caroling together. Pamela Webster of Ithaca, New York, and her husband take their golden retriever, Honey, caroling. We usually hang back from the other singers to make sure she's welcome, Pamela says. But once people spot her, they're excited to meet the golden caroler. No word of Honey can carry a tune. Decorate their habitats. Wreaths, lights, and seasonal decor make any home look festive, even your pets. Abby Chestnut of Rome, Georgia, lines her pet rat's cage with red, green, and snowflake print fleece. Others decorate their guinea pigs' cages with items such as stockings, garlands, and sleighs for them to snuggle in. For ferrets, you can buy holiday-themed cuddle cups, sleep sacks, and hammocks. Seasonal toys for rabbit hutches, bird cages, and aquariums are also available. Abby has even put Christmas window decorations on her fish aquarium. Dress them up. Have you ever seen a pug pilgrim or a feline frosty? Some people dress their pets in holiday costumes, if only for a fun photo op. Santa hats and reindeer antlers are popular holiday pet attire. Dawn Miklich of 40 Fort, Pennsylvania, takes creative pictures of her guinea pigs, posing them in holiday settings with accessories like tiny halos and wings. Give them gifts. A new collar, a special toy, and edible treats are popular pet presents. Steve Essig and his wife Judy Shubb of Ghent, New York, got a kick out of the pom-pom adorned skirt his brother sent their Norfolk Terrier Ruby for Hanukkah. Fellow New Yorker Deb German of Albany and her family hold a secret Santa gift exchange just for the pets. Last year, her cat, Emmeline, was matched with her sister's Basset Hound mix, Sullivan, and gave him a squeaky pizza toy. Include them in your blessings. Barbara Teckel of Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, treasures the Thanksgiving tradition of sharing what she's thankful for and always includes her pets. This year, she'll be sure to mention the blessings that her yellow lab, Kylie, and her miniature Dachshund, Gidget, have brought into her life. Help your furry friend help others. Sally Dick of Albany, New York, and her therapy dogs, Collies King and Majesty, visit hospitals to spread holiday cheer. Dana Hilton of Clarksville, Arkansas, brings her Dalmatian, Molly, when she volunteers for the Salvation Army. Molly attracts a lot of attention and even helps ring the bell. For more inspiring animal stories, Peggy Friesen is the author of Faithfully Yours, The Amazing Bond Between Us and Animals We Love, and other books about pets. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Light the Menorah, Pet Safety Tips for Hanukkah, from the Animal Kind Veterinary Hospital staff in Brooklyn, New York. Hanukkah brings to mind the beautiful, soft glow of the menorah, delicious food and games and gifts. Gathering together with our loved ones is also one of the best ways to observe the holiday. Of course, we want to share the season with our pets, but some of these traditions could pose a safety hazard for them. The team at Animal Kind Veterinary Hospital has compiled these pet safety tips for Hanukkah to ensure your holiday is safe, fun, and relaxing for your whole family, including your pets. Light the menorah. The bright candle light of the menorah is the quintessential Hanukkah tradition. Unfortunately, these glowing candles can be an attraction for a dog or a cat. Since it is custom to let the candles burn themselves out, place the menorah in a separate room from your pets or out of your pet's reach. Hanukkah holiday food. Delicious, rich holiday foods are certainly welcome at the table, and it's easy to give in to the desire to share with your pets. However, some of our traditional foods that we love to indulge in are not necessarily good for them. Here are a few Hanukkah foods that are a holiday hazard for our pets. Donuts. Donuts known as sufganiyot can be tempting for humans and pets alike. Pets who consume Hanukkah donuts may develop gastrointestinal distress, such as vomiting, diarrhea, and even pancreatitis, a painful and dangerous inflammation of the pancreas. Latkes. These savory Hanukkah treats pose several risks for pets. The fresh grated onion in them could cause blood imbalances, such as anemia, and the high fat content is likely to cause stomach upset. Chocolate coins. Children look forward to receiving these brightly wrapped chocolate coins during the season, but chocolate and the foil they are wrapped in are dangerous for pets. Chocolate contains two ingredients, caffeine and theobromine, that are both toxic to pets. Chocolate toxicity can cause vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy, and, if left untreated, seizures and even death, and the wrapping can cause an obstruction. Brisket. It's natural to want to share a bite or two or three of the traditional Hanukkah main course with our pets. Just remember that rich, fatty foods and any abrupt change in diet can cause one of the most common problems we see at holiday time, pancreatitis. Toys, games, and gifts. Dreidel games are fun and entertaining for the whole family, and pets are no exception. The spinning top can be very enticing to pets, especially cats. Make sure game pieces are safely away from pets and kept out of reach when not in use. Additionally, remember that crinkly wrapping paper and gift packaging can pose a risk if pets ingest it and could result in an unwanted pet emergency. With some planning and attention to those, to these pet. With some planning and attention to these pet safety tips for Hanukkah, your festivities can be bright, warm, and wonderful, and keep your pets safe as well. From Elizabeth Anderson Lopez at Dogster, 8 ways to take the stress out of holiday travel with your dog. Holiday travel with your dog doesn't have to be an anxiety-ridden misadventure. Here's how to deal with everything from hotel stays to an on-the-go grooming. Nothing says the holidays like family and friends and vomiting dogs. We talked to animal experts and fellow dog owners for tips, especially to avoid that vomiting part, on how to take the stress out of holiday travel with your dog. If you're part of the 37% of people who travel with their pets, according to the American Pet Products Association's 2015-16 National Pet Owners Survey, listen on. First, educate your dog. I'm sorry, educate yourself and others on what not to feed your dog. A big part of the holidays is the food, much of which is bad for dogs and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and even pancreatitis. No one's idea of holiday festivities. Your biggest challenge may be training your hosts not to give their scraps to your soulful-eyed dog. A small piece of turkey meat is fine. Skin or fat is not. Then there's food you bring for others. If you're giving gifts of food, put a post-it on it that it's not dog safe, said Marty Becker, DVM, Dogster's own chief veterinary correspondent. Additionally, put it in a closet or on a high shelf until the day of celebration. I learned this the hard way when our English bull terrier, Medusa, sniffed out the peanut brittle I got for my mother-in-law and unwrapped the gift, luckily not eating any of the candy. Alicia Hollerin, an animal communicator based in Henderson, Nevada, also learned the hard way what can happen when a dog eats the wrong food and way too much of it. Before traveling, her Shih Tzu Odie got into a big bag of cat food the night before traveling for Thanksgiving. The next day, we were at O'Hare Airport in the United Club. I took him out of his carrier because he was very fidgety. We were told dogs aren't allowed in the club, and right before we left, he passed gigantic gas. Now I feed Odie lightly before traveling, as though for surgery. Be prepared to help your dog navigate a location change. If your trip has multiple stops, Dr. Becker recommended getting disposable ID tags. Every time you change location, include where you're staying and the phone number, he said. Ticks may not be prevalent where you live, but they might be where you're going. Research where you're going and ask if there's anything your dog should be protected against, Dr. Becker said. Good idea. Alicia's Odie is blind, and she found a way to help him navigate new surroundings. My parents' home has been the hardest. There's a very strange layout with a lot of corners, and he would get stuck. Using Muffin's Halo, a device for blind dogs, made all the difference. After a couple of hours of using the Halo, he got the lay of the land, and it gave him confidence. She points out that the Halo may also be helpful for dogs who are partially blind, have dementia, or any issues getting around. Condition your dog to enjoy his crate or carrier before you travel. Before the trip, consider some trial runs. If your pet will be contained in a crate or carrier, condition him to spend time in there, said Kat Miller, PhD, CAAB, Certified Applied Animal Behaviorist with the ASPCA. Keep the experience positive by providing something yummy for your dog while inside. Let him out before he has a chance to get upset about the confinement, gradually increasing the duration. Speaking of carriers, Dr. Becker recommended placing a light cover over it or using curtains on the windows to block out visual stimuli, which can cause stress. Research pet-friendly accommodations. One of the most common mistakes is not researching accommodations, according to Stephen Applebaum, president and CEO of the Animal Behavior College in Valencia, California. A couple who lived in Southern California decided to visit relatives in Texas during the holidays. They assumed they'd be able to find hotels, motels along the way that would take pets. Unfortunately, the first night they found themselves with zero options. Rooms were either booked or didn't take pets. These nice folks spent the first night sleeping in their car with their pets. Fortunately, the weather wasn't too cold. The entire experience could have been avoided with proper planning. Bring your dog's health and medical records. Planning includes paperwork. If you're traveling across state lines, bring along your pet's rabies vaccination record, Dr. Miller said. While this generally isn't a problem, some states require this proof at certain interstate crossings. And plan for the unexpected. Dr. Miller also recommended packing extra medication your dog takes in case you're delayed. Plan your stops in advance. A big part of going on a trip, especially with dogs, is stopping. Dr. Becker pointed out that at official rest stops, every traveler's dog has used that same patch of grass. Instead, pull off the road, find an area with a large patch of grass, Dr. Becker said. You can use the bathroom at a rest stop, but don't let your pets go there. Remember Stephen's hotel story? That's not the only one. I know of another dog owner who ignored the rules and booked a motel room. He said the facility didn't take pets, but he figured his dog was quiet and older and no one would notice. So he checked in, and given that this was the type of motel where you can drive to the approximate location of your room, he simply requested a room in the back of the motel. Later, he went out for a quick bite to eat, leaving the dog asleep on the bed. When he returned, he had a message from the manager. His dog awoke in a strange place and started barking excessively. Other guests complained, and since the motel didn't accept pets, this man found himself on the road at 12:30 a.m. looking for another place. Pack familiar toys and items for your dog. When packing for yourself, pack a bag for your dog too, including his own food bowl, bed, pillow, and toy. The more you can create a familiar, safe environment for your dog, the less stress they are likely to feel, Stephen said. Another way to ensure your dog's comfort is establishing a timeout location. Make sure wherever you go, there will be a quiet retreat area available for your pet if he or she gets overwhelmed by the day's activities, Dr. Miller said. And schedule pet grooming appointments early. Have a dog that needs regular grooming? Shelley Williams, a professional groomer and staff member with Animal Behavioral College, said that groomers get very busy during the holidays. One owner learned this the hard way. She ended up giving her dog a haircut, Edward Scissorhands style. His haircut was a mess, Shelley said. Schedule holiday pet grooming appointments early so you don't embarrass your pet and yourself in front of family and friends. Holiday photos where all anyone notices is your dog's crazy do is not the way you want to remember Christmas. If you get your dog groomed where you are visiting, bring some after photos to ensure the desired results. By doing this, it is unlikely that your dog will be returned with very, very short hair or naked, Shelley said. This, too, would result in some highly unfortunate family photos. And next, Pets on the Naughty List, Our Favorite Stories of Holiday Mishaps by Kim Campbell Thornton at Vet Street. Stacy Nordstrom Hackett vividly remembers her Cornish Rex cat, Jordan's first Christmas. He climbed halfway up our Christmas tree, grabbed the garland in his mouth, and jumped out of the tree and took off running with the garland in his mouth. The decorated tree followed him across the living room and halfway down the hall, says Nordstrom Hackett, before he let go of the garland and hid under the bed. If you're a pet owner, Nordstrom Hackett's story probably sounds familiar. What would the holidays be without stolen treats, an episode of Manger Danger, or a not-so-festive trip to the pet ER? We've gathered some of our favorite funny, sweet, and yes, cautionary pet holiday tales to make your Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Festivus, or winter solstice celebration just a little brighter. And maybe a little safer, too. Holiday dangers. Seasonal treats are a hallmark of the holidays, and not surprisingly, our pets want in on the festive goodies. Even professionals can be fooled. Dog trainer Michael Becker has fallen victim to multiple sneaky snacking pets over the years. Scooter, the Becker family's wired-haired terrier, once devoured an entire holiday sampler tray of fruit covered with white chocolate. Thankfully, Becker says, there are no medical repercussions other than an upset stomach. Unlike dark and milk chocolate, white chocolate contains less significant amounts of theobromine and caffeine, the substances that can give dogs, and less commonly cats, the runs or cause vomiting, rapid heartbeat, and seizures. Just a few of the signs of chocolate overdose. So, it's less likely but not impossible to result in toxicity. That said, overindulging in white chocolate can still lead to gastrointestinal upset, and the food's high fat content can contribute to pancreatitis. If your pet eats any type of chocolate, it's still best to contact your veterinarian or the ASP Animal Poison Control hotline at 1-888-426-4435. More recently, Becker's pug, Bruce, has carried on the family canine tradition of food thievery. My best friend came to my house during the holiday season with a turkey sausage in her purse, Becker says. Bruce smelled it, and while we weren't looking, he dug into her purse and ate the entire thing. These days, when guests come to call, Becker greets them by asking if they have food in their bags, just to be on the safe side. Life of the party. Holiday parties can turn even the best-behaved dog to the dark side, at least temporarily. Liz Palika, a dog trainer, discovered this truth 1 year at her annual Christmas party. Her dog Riker, an Australian shepherd and a certified therapy dog, had a reputation for being well-behaved. During the party, Palika says, Riker and Palika's other dogs typically remained in a separate room to keep them from getting under guests' feet and to prevent them from being given too many goodies. 1 year, though, a guest asked to see Riker, so I let him out. The guest petted him and made him feel special. Palika relaxed, trusting Riker to be his usual well-behaved self. Then, out of the corner of my eye, she says, I saw his head swivel. He spotted the sugar cookies on the coffee table, and before I could say a word, my good dog, who would never steal food, dove head first into the bowl of cookies. He was gulping as fast as he could. When I grabbed his collar, his face came up covered with frosting and sugar and sprinkles. I admit I was laughing so hard I couldn't say a word to him. Cats also like to get into the holiday spirit, but not necessarily by being the life of the party. And often, our cats seem to know exactly where they belong, even if they don't exactly fit in. During the holidays, Debbie Phillips Donaldson's cat, Deacon, likes to sleep right in the middle of the family's manger set, because every stable needs a cat, right? I think Deacon is mainly attracted by the cheap fake snow blankets of white felt, Phillips Donaldson says. Luckily, he's never broken or attempted to eat any of the painted ceramic pieces, which are handed down to the family by her husband's mother. Joy to the world, even when they're being naughty. Our pets bring us smiles and laughter. One of Palika's most heartwarming moments came the year she fostered a litter of 5 kittens after Thanksgiving. Still younger than 8 weeks, they were small and timid with a big need for some tender, loving care. Thinking that the kittens were too young to get into much mischief, Palika set up a live Christmas tree in her living room. She had it about half decorated when the phone rang, and she left the room to take the call. When she returned, her 3 dogs were sitting in front of the tree staring. Palika noticed that the branches were moving. She sat down to watch too. The 5 tiny kittens may have been scared and skinny, but they had a great time in that tree, Palika says. They climbed up and down and all around and inside the branches. Every once in a while, a tiny black face with bright eyes would peek out. While there are some serious potential dangers in letting kittens climb in the Christmas tree, they could fall and hurt themselves, chew on electrical cords, or ingest ornaments or tinsel. This moment of supervised mischief brought the kittens and Palika so much joy. It was my Christmas present to them, Palika says, and vice versa, I'm sure. Continuing on with the festivities and fun, Cats and Dogs That Ruined Christmas by Christina Donnelly at Spruce Pets. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and for many of us pet parents, our cats and dogs are truly part of the family. Their pictures make up the majority of our Instagram feeds. They make appearances in most family photos or holiday cards, and they cuddle up on the couch during family movie nights. Whether you're hosting Christmas this year, or you need to laugh so you don't cry, or you need confirmation that you're not the only one whose cat has toppled the Christmas tree, here are dogs and cats that totally ruined Christmas. They tangle your Christmas lights. There's no denying it. Untangling yards and yards of Christmas lights is not an easy task, but what makes it even more difficult is when your cute little doggy watches you spend hours untangling them, only to retangle them moments later. Our advice, just get some new lights and save your sanity. They gnaw on ornaments. Bringing a puppy into the family is so amazing. Not only are they ridiculously cute, but they're so curious about the world around them. And during the holidays, unfortunately, that may mean they're curious about your cherished Christmas ornaments. If you have a Christmas puppy this year, hang those ornaments high. They shift your carefully placed ornaments. Decorating a Christmas tree is quite an undertaking. The lights have to be perfectly spaced around the tree, and ornaments can't be too close to each other, but they can't be too far either. And once the decorations are in place, absolutely no one can touch them until the tree is being taken down, except, of course, for your Christmas cat, who loves to ruin your hard work. They actually knock the tree over. After so many hours of painstakingly hanging lights and ornaments on the Christmas tree, it'd be such a shame for some people to topple the Christmas tree, says your sweet and innocent kitten. They eat all the Christmas cookies. Some dogs eat spoiled old food out of garbage. Some dogs eat other animals' poop. And some dogs eat all of the Christmas cookies you spent hours and hours baking for your kids' holiday fundraiser. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.